Hey guys, welcome to the second episode of the Black and Bold podcast. I'm Luxon, and I'm here with
Nishan.
And we're going to do a one gotta go today. Our first one is Afrobeats versus R&B.
Now, I'm going to say something. Yo, R&B, it's like Afrobeats is nice. No disrespect to Afrobeats, but R&B, you just can't get rid of R&B. It's like a pillar in American music.
True.
Like, it's just, it's like so many of the best artists that we know of are like R&B or have like dabbled into R&B. So right. I can't really get rid of
R&B is still relevant till this day. I feel like Afrobeats is very good for the party scene and for parties, but I don't know how you can get rid of R&B. Like, honestly, there's no way.
It's impossible. Like, honestly, Afrobeats, I think, has only started getting more popularity. Like, honestly, I'm glad for it, though. Like I said, no disrespect to Afrobeats. You know, shout out to all the Afro people.
Yeah, love me some Burna Boy. Learn me some Burna Boy.
But I'm not going to lie, R&B is also black, so.
True.
Yeah, it's two wins. Two
I feel
W's.
Like we're in agreement on this. R&B clearly takes the cake for the one to stay, and Afrobeats got to go. Our second one is Drake versus Kanye. This is going to be a tough one.
Oh, word. Yeah, this is tough as all hell.
I feel like they both done a lot for our generation, and their songs, old and new, are still being played like till this day. And they're two very large figures. Like, I don't think our generation would be the same without either one of them.
Hell no.
But we gotta get rid of one of them. So, for me, fuck.
Yeah,
dang, we made these a little bit too hard, guys, but.
Yeah.
Dang. I would say for me, the one that's gotta go is. Damn. I'm going with.
I mean, just remember, you got Gold Digger.
I know.
Yeah.
There's Gold Digger. There's just a graduation album. There's Late Registration album. So many good albums by Kanye. But I feel like Drake has got to go. Drake has got to go in this case for me.
Yo,
how you feel about this?
I'm torn as all hell because it's like, you got two great artists. If we're talking about as people, then yeah, I would choose Drake. But like Kanye, I think might be too iconic though. I mean, Kanye is mad iconic, and he definitely has shaped this generation. Yeah, some people don't want to admit that, but I'm not gonna lie. Let's keep it real. Like, he's kind of shaped this generation to what we are now. But at the same time, it's like Drake is just Drake though.
Yeah, and Kanye goes beyond music too. Like, Kanye has gotten to so many other businesses, like fashion and just.
Yeah, I think Kanye is too big of an impact for Drake to not be the choice.
Yeah.
Like,
he's an icon, man. I mean, you can't discredit him. He has done some very questionable things, but
yeah.
You know, he is still very iconic.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to move on. I'll pose you a question.
Mm.
Which one got to go? Old school or modern hip hop?
Dang, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing like that.
Yeah, we doing hard questions. It ain't supposed to be easy.
I feel like modern day hip hop gotta go, cause I feel old school kind of like shaped how modern day hip hop is. So if we did get rid of old school, then a lot of like the influences that modern day hip hop takes from old school would be gone, and like the sound wouldn't be the same. And old school, they're the ones that did it first. So without them, we really wouldn't be able to have modern day hip hop, and we wouldn't be able to enjoy these new sounds and artists that we get to enjoy. Like Yeet. I listen to Yeet a little bit. Yeet is still fairly new, but I feel like for me, Yeet has a unique sound, and it's hard to like replicate what he does and make it sound good too. Cause Yeet, he's doing his own thing. He's in his own little lane. He's had a pretty good year so far, and he definitely has a lot of room to grow too. There's definitely space for improvement for Yeet and many other new artists like Glorilla. Glorilla is another new artist that I mess with heavy, because I don't know if y'all heard her song Tomorrow. She's doing something different. She's doing something that a lot of female artists haven't been able to do. She's shaking up the game. Her being from Memphis, repping Memphis hard, and her just like unique sounding voice. Cause I don't think there's another female rapper that sounds like Glorilla, as far as I know. But you know, just all that old school has done for modern hip hop, I feel like it wouldn't make sense to get rid of old school. I'm gonna have to get rid of modern hip hop. What about you, Nashawn? How you feel on this matter?
I can't get rid of Biggie. I can't. So yeah, that's it's pretty much like I mean, I agree, but honestly, like I like Biggie too much, so I would not feel comfortable just getting rid of him. I will say this though, if I like, I'm down to the point where I will stand by this. If I had to choose between Biggie and Kanye, like who is staying, I would choose Biggie. Like I would straight up choose Biggie versus Kanye. Yeah, how about that? Hmm. I'm saying Biggie.
I feel like Biggie is usually versus Tupac, and I would, even in that situation, I'd still choose Biggie, because I feel like Tupac had a message, and Tupac really spoke to the people, but I just like Biggie more, and I like his lyricism, and I like a lot of his songs. Like, I usually find myself listening more to Biggie than to Tupac.
Yeah, but the question was Kanye.
Not to discredit Tupac, but yeah, your question of Kanye or Biggie.
Yeah, I'm saying Biggie.
Purely music, just the music. Purely music.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't even care. I would still say. I would still say Biggie, even if we were talking about all the shit Kanye has done. Yeah. That's one of the cases where, to me, it doesn't matter.
True. I would say Kanye's got to go too. I agree with you, because I don't know how the world. I don't even know like what a world would look like without like Biggie's influence in it, because Biggie has really done so much and touched the hearts of so many people, and like his story and how he really lifted himself up from poverty.
Yeah.
And just like how he's so relatable, and his unique way to do music that is like very hard to replicate. I'm getting rid of Kanye too, honestly. Biggie has got to stay.
Yeah, Biggie has too much charisma. It's like unlike Kanye, it's like Biggie ain't hateable. He's likable. Mm. Like, mm. All right.
Biggie, he did have his couple controversial moments as well. Let's not get that wrong.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
But, you know, I am still picking Biggie in this case. All right. I feel like we addressed that one too. Let's move on to the next one. Our next one is world violence versus world sickness.
Yeah, we getting out the music industry. World violence versus world sickness is pretty easy for me. World violence, way easy for me. Because it's like...
Go into that more. Explain that more.
Honestly, violence a lot of times is just unnecessary. Like, think about what would happen if there was no world violence. Like... and then some people, I know some smart asses are going to try to loophole me and say, well, what if some evil dictator comes along and shit like that? And it's like, if there's no violence, they can't really like violently attack people. If you know what I mean? It's like things are probably going to be more peaceful. I can't guarantee that, but I would put more money on the fact that world violence would be like end up with a more peaceful world than getting rid of world sickness. Like, we got wars like all over the goddamn planet and shit like that. And some of it's over the most. It's just over shit that we should be over with already. Like, also, like, I remember this story about this dude shot up a Subway, shot up, like, this employee because he put too much mayo on his damn sandwich. Yeah.
What type of blasphemy is that, bro? Like, the amount of stories and the amount of just, like, insane acts I've heard people commit over just, like, the littlest things, like, violence is a really scary thing, and violence is so, like, unpredictable and unexpected that it's just why. I do feel like, not even then.
Yeah, so you saying violence, or?
I would get rid of world sickness.
What?
And here's why. I feel like, actually, never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm retract that.
Exactly.
I thought on that for a second. I'm actually going to get rid of violence too. Because I feel like with violence, like the end of the planet could happen, like, would be able to happen quicker. Because we have, like, nuclear weapons that would, like, wipe out the planet, like, immediately. As with sickness, I feel like with sickness, there's, like, a gradual, like, spread. And, like, it takes time with sickness. And sickness can, like, be long-term or short-term. And usually have, like, a little bit of time. But with violence is just so, like, destructive and so instant that it's hard to kind of, like, stop it when it, like, happens. Because if today, per se, like, a nuke was set off just randomly somewhere in the planet, and that inevitably started other nukes from being started up, and just a lot of nukes were sent up and a lot of nukes were sent down, then the planet would basically be gone. We wouldn't be here. Because violence leads to, for like, quicker and more instantaneous death. But with sickness, I feel like there's a little bit of time there to where you could, like, recuperate, to where you could, like, have some time with your family. Because random acts of violence, like, those are a lot harder to stop because you don't really know what to expect. As with sickness, like, you know what you're getting. Like, you know what you're diagnosed with and, like, how much time you have for the most part. But with violence, just random violence, like, you could walk down the street and just get shot in the head and there's literally nothing that could stop that or that could stop you from just dying. Like, it's instant. It's just right there.
Yeah.
So in this case, I am going to get rid of violence as well.
All right. Let's see if we disagree on this one. All music. Go back to music. Would you rather get rid of all music or all TV? Like, TV entertainment type.
We're getting rid of TV, bro. This one, easy one for me.
Shit.
I feel like TV is very destructive to the mind. And just, like, we're always constantly looking at screens. And I know that kind of, like, affects your mind, and that kind of, like, fucks with your mental. And I know that, like, also the waves and, like, the signals that, actually, the waves that TV emits is not really good for your body. And that's why if you, like, are constantly working in, like, an area or, like, a factory where a lot of waves are emitted, or, like, telephone lines are, or just somewhere that's really funky, like, I feel like that, like, wears on you over time. Just, like, those waves in the air from the from all, like, the technology and all of the, like, bad things, all the bad things technologically just affecting you and how that like wears on you over time. And that's how a lot of cancer is caused.
Word. So,
yeah, just like waves in the air and you being constantly exposed to those waves.
Right.
And
no turn cancer, 5G on yeah, me, though.
Cancer, like, actually, those waves, they attack the weakest part of your body. That's how some people end up with liver cancer, if that's the weakest part of your body. Some people end up with breast cancer. And it's just those waves constantly being given to you and constantly being fed to you throughout the day and just like a daily thing. It just fucks with your body, and it could result in some cancer, but the waves aren't good for you, like, at all.
Oh, word. So I do not expect that at all. All I'm going to say is that I can't... Same thing, like, with Big... I can't live without fucking music, like, yeah. Shit. Like, that's what makes me, like, push through the day. Like, you know what I mean? It's not even, like, the TV I'm watching is anything productive. It's just, like...
Yeah.
You know, it's just comedy after comedy and shit.
Also, feel like music... gives you more, like, when you listen to music, like, the vibe can really be set. Like, music helps with a lot of scenarios too. Like, music helps with TV too. So if we didn't have the music and we had the TV, then there wouldn't be like background music, background noise, background like sounds or anything like that. You know how like romantic music sets the vibe, you know, and how a little bit of saxophone or a little bit of like jazz or classical music could calm you. I feel like music does a lot for, like, our emotions, and, like, it releases, like, drugs in our brain. Like,
yeah, I know
I don't
that.
Know if it releases dopamine, but I know
think
it releases,
does, yeah.
Yeah, it releases drugs in your brain that just are better for you. Drugs and chemicals that are just good for you. And there's no way I could live in a world without music. Like, right. That's crazy.
Speaking of entertainment, Snapchat or Instagram, which one you throwing out?
Which one am I throwing out? I don't know. I'd probably throw out Instagram, because a lot of my communication with people is done through Snapchat. And I feel like Instagram and with what they're doing, I feel like the app's designed to make you like jealous or envious of other people, because you're constantly seeing what other people have and what you don't have, and that just fucks with like how you like perceive yourself and like your own like self-image, and it makes you think that you're not enough and that you don't have enough. And it shows you sometimes a lot of the things that they're feeding you, like, say for instance, in like the beauty or in like the fashion or like the modeling business, or a lot of like the visual things that deal with beauty, that like fucks with what you think is beautiful and like your idea of what's beautiful, and that also messes with how you see yourself and how you perceive yourself, and I feel like it really just is designed to make you just jealous and envious of other people, which is something that I don't like. I mean, Snapchat does have its flaws, but in my case, I would get rid of Instagram and I would keep Snapchat. What about you, Nashawn?
You want me to tell you something?
Yeah, tell me something. Give me some news.
I disagree. Like, honestly, okay. I think, I'm not even going to lie. I think Snapchat is, it's like I get a lot of my contacts like from Snap and, yeah, but at the same time, Instagram just has more to offer. It's like Instagram has what Snapchat has and then some. So to me, it's just a superior product.
So you're saying on average, you're more on Instagram than you are on Snapchat?
I would say probably equally, honestly. Because I like to read posts and shit. Like, I personally don't really look at, like, the body, like, the images and shit. Because I'm not into, like, well, one, I'm not into, like, fashion, like, that kind of fashion. And I don't really give a shit about what the other people do.
True, but it's, like, it's formatted in a way to where you can, like, see other people's posts.
Oh,
and,
hell
like,
yeah.
You could see visually, like, what everyone else has going on. And you can see, like, your stories and just...
No, I know what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing. It's totally true. It's just that, for me personally, in my selfish opinion, I don't care. It's just like I will care if it's, like, if we're talking about, like, an actual, like, issue, if we were addressing an issue. But, like, mm-hmm. to me, it's like, honestly, Instagram, if we're talking about the product itself, it's like, I'd rather use a superior product, because to me, it's like, well, at least with Snapchat, even if I don't have Snapchat, I could just use my fucking phone for messages. Like, I get that Snapchat.
Well, like,
Snapchat is better,
bro.
But I'm saying,
I feel like more people be using Snapchat, because when you want to get in contact with someone, what do you get? You get their Snapchat?
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. right.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
Do you ever ask someone, yo, can I get your Instagram, bro? Instagram? Like, what? That just sounds weird. Like, what are you talking about?
But I'm not looking at it just in terms of, like, context. I'm looking at it in terms of, like, what it has to offer. I could, I guess, get a contact, or I could just get messages, or just, like, my regular phone. Like, honestly, I just like looking at posts of, like, art or some shit, or following up with, like, the NFL or type shit. Like, nah, not the NFL, but, like, following up with, like, with, like, people I follow, or, like, companies or type shit. It's like, you can't really do that with Snapchat that well. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
I feel like you could get a lot of that from TikTok, though.
TikTok was not mentioned, because
now,
I'm pretty
sure. I know
it
wasn't mentioned, but TikTok, it's just out there. It's an option. Like, TikTok really be putting people on. Like, it's put me on multiple occasions. Like, TikTok will have you scrolling, like, it's very addicting.
Oh,
like,
TikTok is probably the mm-hmm. most addicting of them all. I
have you
say
scrolling
that.
Through? I mean, have you getting deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole? Like,
yeah, I say that. And I haven't been on TikTok in a minute. Like, maybe a month. Like, I haven't been on there. Yeah.
Dang. You need to get back on there, bro. Because TikTok has some funny stuff. And it
does,
like,
but it has a
it
lot of shitty stuff,
too. Yeah.
I'd say TikTok is more like, it has, like, people shoot shit on it all the time, but I would say, like, it has, like, I'd say it has some good aspects. Like, you can watch it for educational purposes. I don't know. True. I don't see how you can use Snapchat or, like, Instagram for educational purposes. I mean, especially not Snapchat, but that's not the reason why I said to, like I'd let it go. True. It's just because Snapchat has nothing to offer compared to other, like, alternatives, or at least what it offers isn't great enough to say that it's better than
Snapchat. Just offers
Instagram.
Snaps, Snap Story, and what else does Snapchat even offer? They offer like ads and shit, like,
and the streaks.
Yeah,
no, you streaks. Can get ads from, like,
Snap.
Like, what exactly are you doing with streaks?
Exactly, bro. They have their My Eyes Only. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I don't care. Like, honestly, I can get most of the shit. Like, the only thing, I guess, is, like, those little mini story type shits. I think those are convenient more so than Instagram. Yeah.
They got the Bitmoji, which is also kind of fly. I mean, I updated my Bitmoji today, so.
Yeah, okay.
My good buddy looking fire. But one thing that TikTok does need to have, or function that they really need to incorporate in the TikTok app, is auto-scrolling, bro. Auto-scrolling.
Yeah.
They need that. Because whenever I go eat, or whenever I want to go on TikTok, but I don't have, like, a hand or, like, a finger or, like, just anything available for me to, like, flick it up and go on to the next TikTok.
I hate
they
how it
need
resets.
I
hate how it resets to, like, the beginning of the video.
Yeah. They need to add auto-scrolling. So, like, it's just an option in your TikTok, and you could just, once you're done with one, you could, maybe this could be, like, voice activated. They need to get on this. Like, I'm giving TikTok gold right now. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, YouTube Shorts already beat them to it. They do that. Like, it's an auto scroll.
Exactly, which is why they need to do it and get ahead of the curve.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not even sure how TikTok's gonna be. The only reason why it's popular for me right now is the name alone. Instagram, like, YouTube, and Snapchat all have like short story type shits now, like short videos. So it's like, what is TikTok going to provide other than like the clout that it already has?
True.
So it's like, to me, it's like, TikTok, you better up your game up, or you're going to end up like Blockbuster.
Yeah. TikTok does blow up songs, and people do make careers off TikTok. And a lot of people have, what's the word? They've come to fame through TikTok. So TikTok has provided us with a couple of influencers and a couple of figures that we now have. But for the sake of the Snapchat versus Instagram one, gotta go one, do you want to actually look at our screen time to see, just for this one, to see which one that we use more?
Okay.
Okay. Let me just look at this right here. Huh. Looks like I use Snapchat more. What about you?
I use Instagram, like, for longer, at least. I think I probably do use Snapchat to a decent amount. It's just that I'm on Instagram for longer. Holds my attention more. Huh? I mean, to be honest, like I said, honestly, like, I think Instagram is just, I don't want to even say better at what it does. I just think the product overall is objectively better.
Okay.
All right. Go on.
On to the next one, guys. Shorts versus joggers. Which one got to go, guys? Which one got to go?
Yo, joggers are nice, but they're also like one type of pants.
True.
So it's like, shit. Like, assuming, like, are we talking about, like, jogger, like, wearing them casually, or are we saying, like, just in every occasion, like, including sports?
One's gotta go, bro.
One's gotta go.
It's either the shorts or the joggers. I already made up my mind with this one. Like, the shorts, for me, they gotta go, and the joggers gotta stay.
Shit, I'm
yeah, I'm gonna get into my reasoning why. I just want to see what you're gonna
sports,
say.
Sports? Nah, I'm not doing sports like with anything that's not shorts. Like basketball? Hell nah. Like I'm not gonna lie. If it was just casual, I could get rid of shorts. But if we're saying like all like for the rest of my life, hell nah. Like I gotta have shorts. Like they're just necessary. Like for stuff that's just outside of casual work. You know what I mean? Especially when you're like, what if you're like hot as balls or some shit?
But listen, there are some joggers that have ventilation. And you can, there are some joggers where it's like zippers and you could like zip it up and you could like, you could also like zip off a section of the joggers to like make them shorter joggers, which would, it would classify them as shorts technically. But they would still be joggers, cause
jogger shorts.
The bones of it, like the structure of it, is joggers. But it's just some of the material is zipped off and taken off, and it looked like shorts, but it's technically still joggers for me. So joggers gotta stay. I feel like joggers will also like better protect your feet if you're going. Maybe if you're going like some grass or something, or like near some like plants or like a field or something, and you don't want like your legs or like your ankles or anything to get like caught by like a plant or something, and joggers provide you with protection.
Just wear sweatpants.
The question was, shorts or joggers?
Okay, I'm just saying, dog.
Yeah, joggers. Feel like you could do like basically the same amount of stuff you can do in shorts with joggers. Like you could go to the gym, hit the gym. You could go out. People look good in joggers. Shit, I'm wearing some right now, and I do look good. You know,
I'm wearing joggers too.
You know, this is why, bro. This is why joggers is shit. More superior, man. We're both wearing them right now.
I like, never said that I this was not like scripted, joggers.
Guys. Like
I prefer joggers over shorts. It's just that practically speaking, I would get rid of joggers. We're going in a practical sense.
What is practical about shorts?
Well, if you're trying to do sports or something, like I said, if it's hot as balls outside, it's easier just to wear shorts. But the sports, though. Like, are you but really... Like,
your skin is exposed, bro. What if someone just, like, decides to get angry and decides to, like, stab the back of your calf, bro.
What are you talking about?
What if someone just gets angry at you? Just looks at you and just gets angry,
you think,
bro.
You think joggers are going to provide that extra cushioning?
They're not going to provide cushioning, but they provide, like, a lesser chance of you getting, like, fucking stabbed or nicked or something, bro.
Bro, if you get nicked, they're gonna choose the vital area anyways.
If the knife slips on your leg part when you're wearing joggers, it's more likely to cut the joggers than it is with shorts, because your skin is literally out there, bro. I'm not reaching. The skin is out there, bro. So you're telling me skin provides better protection from cloth and clothing?
I didn't even say that. You put words in my mouth. I never said that it's better. I understand that.
You're saying it's more practical.
No, I'm saying that shorts as a whole are more practical. And, like, that is a very weird off exception.
But, like, listen, I have another one just for you. Say you're walking, like, a field or something. You remember in Mill River when there used to be, like, plants and stuff that, like, get stuff to your clothes? Yeah. This is, we both work there, so you know what I'm talking about.
Then I can just wear sweatpants. The question wasn't, just wear one of them for the rest of your life.
In this scenario, sweatpants don't exist. It's either shorts or joggers.
So which one I would rather wear for the rest of my life?
Which one are you getting rid of?
Like, in terms of, like, so basically the question is, which one would I rather wear for the rest of my life at that point?
That's not the question. The one is one.
Then I can wear sweatpants.
Our topic today is one gotta go, guys. This is it.
I can get rid of joggers because then I can also wear sweatpants along with the shorts. There we go.
But sweatpants are not in this equation. We're not dealing with sweatpants right now.
I will still go by shorts, honestly.
All right, man. He tripping.
If you were telling me which one am I going to wear for the rest of my life, like if I had to choose one and wear that specific thing and only that thing, nothing else for the rest of my life, I would choose joggers. I'm just saying that if I had to choose between getting rid of joggers and shorts, practically speaking, I think shorts have more usage because shorts are shorts. Like joggers are a specific pair of pants. They're specific category pants. So basically, you're not missing that much out. You just look less cool.
Listen, you could...
I love joggers. I don't even want to diss joggers like this.
We seem like, it seems like it got a little bit heated. There was a little bit of an argument on that one.
Yeah, it was.
It was
personal.
Yep. We both reached what we wanted to get rid of, so we're just going to move on to the next one.
I'm not even going to lie. Let me say this, though. Mm. Joggers way better than jeans. Let's be real here.
Yeah, for real.
All right, then.
Like, I don't know, especially now that it's falling and stuff, I don't know who's wearing. I see some people wearing jeans, but
mostly
girls. Me personally, joggers are for me.
Fuck jeans. I'm not going to lie. I hate them.
Just jeans, like, at all? Like, all jeans? I feel like jeans
in general
look cute, like, based on, like, the season or based on, like, an event or something. Like, I think I usually wear jeans in joggers. I usually wear jeans when I'm, like, going out, but, like, I don't know. I feel like there's some fits that, like, with jeans, they look good. I feel like jeans could be in combination with other things to make them, like, look good and make them worthwhile wearing.
The only time I can think of, the only times where I've worn jeans this year are when I was working.
True. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Me too. I really like to wear jeans out like that. Because, like, with joggers and with sweatpants, you have more, like, more maneuverability, more flexibility. Like, you could move your leg, move your knees how you want. You could run. You could take off on people if you need to, run away from the police. All activities, all hood activities. Joggers and sweatpants are for you. All hood activities.
Just even though I said what I had to say about joggers versus shorts, I will say the person who created or who popularized joggers in the first place, that's a W, like, you know, godsend. Because, honestly, I love my joggers. And, like, I remember, like, I got mad joggers. And, I'm not going to lie. It's like, at this point, I would, like, honestly, it was a hard question. It's just that I was just, like, you know. I still do prefer joggers, though, if that makes sense.
True. On to the next one. We got outdoor. Oh. I misread that. Sorry, guys. We got living in low-income housing, living in the ghettos, versus living in outdoor housing or living like outside in like RVs and like trailers and things of that nature. Just like in little tents, just outside, bro, out with the nature.
I'd rather just live in an actual house. Like low income ghettos ain't great, but like I don't want to live fucking outside. Like I don't want to live in like true. A trailer.
Shit, at least you got insulation inside, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's low income, but like you can make the most out of it. I don't like once you already like in a trailer, you kind of like that's already it for you.
Shit, because if a bear comes to attack, a bear gonna kill your tent. A bear not gonna kill them walls inside your low income house.
Yeah, the worst thing you get is the rats killing like your floors and shit.
Yeah, you might get a couple of little wall bugs,
But you can get those. Mice. You are definitely getting those outside.
Little roaches.
It's like a difference between bad bugs. You might get them and you will for a fact get them.
Shit, I mean, ain't no little mice or little roaches or little moths hurt nobody. Ain't kill nobody. It's right. A little bit.
I'm not gonna
a little
lie.
Bit dirty, but
yeah, I'm starting to get more and more opinionated. But I'm not gonna lie. I can't do outdoors. Like I hate it. Like. I don't even say I hated camping, but I hated sleeping outside to begin with. So it's like that's not gonna help. And true. Then like the electricity is probably gonna be better in like in an actual house, even though low income ghetto is probably gonna be shitty anyways. But
I feel like outdoors is cool, but like I can't like live outdoors. I don't. Truthfully, I may be a little bit wrong about this, but I don't feel like the outdoors is for Black people. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion. How you feel on? I feel like, but living out there, I don't feel like it's for us. I'm sorry. It's not for me.
I just definitely. Don't think Black people for sure. Like living outside. It's just not, it's not in us just to want to do, like, crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm not going to lie. Like, when you, like, it's like the horror movie type shit. It's like the Black person, if horror movies have white people in them all the time. Because if a Black person were to be in that situation, he would dip out there as fast as he fucking could.
Shit, we wouldn't even be in that situation.
Exactly.
Shit, what do we look like being outside? What do we look like?
Yeah, we wouldn't be putting ourselves in that kind of situation. Like some of us are ghetto, but we not just gonna.
Shit. Me personally, I like to live ghetto fabulous. You know what I'm saying? Alright. What is this, our last one?
Yeah, I got you here. So, we talking about Afro versus weave. Like, what do you think looks better? Like, actually, nah.
If one gotta go.
One gotta go, Afro or weave, in terms of, like, how it looks to you, I guess, though.
I'm assuming when you're saying Afro, you mean, like, natural?
Yeah, natural puff. Out,
just like that?
Yep.
One gotta go. I feel like Afro gotta go. I feel like weave does a lot more for the female population. I'm not gonna hold you. Or a lot more for women. I could be wrong about that, but I feel like Afro gotta go for me.
Shit. Because honestly, I was thinking about this as a question, like just how, like, because based on...
Wait, actually, do wigs fall in this category? Would you...
No, just
straight.
Okay. What you gonna say with wigs though?
Yeah, I was gonna say if wigs fell in a category with weave as well, then I would definitely get rid of Afro because wigs. Ooh. If a girl know how to put on a good wig, goddamn, that's Lord. All I'm gonna say. Lord,
all I'm saying is that like honestly, I can't like. Afro versus weave. If we're talking about girls, then I say Afro.
Oh, yeah, there's man weave too. But even still, bro.
Like, purely that's girls, true. Like Afro. Like, honestly, like.
Are you getting rid of Afro? Or are you keeping Afro?
I'll get rid of it.
Okay.
Because honestly, like.
Smart choice.
All right, word. Like, if we were talking about guys and girls, then I would say Afro is probably, like, more accessible. Well, I mean. You can do what you want to do, but I think Afro is just, like, it's just more, like, I guess, accessible. Like, everyone, like, it's more universal. So, we were talking about, like, guys and girls, I would say we've got to go. But if we're talking about, like, just girls and shit like that, like, you know, ladies, you do what you want, you know what I mean? I still, like, we still got no problem with what y'all want to do, because Afro's still nice as hell. No disrespect to them, but I'd say weaves, like, in my opinion, I think they're just nicer.
Afro's is fire, too. Like, imagine just a majestic Afro. You see that, and you see it just large in volume. Yeah, and it's just beautiful. You see it just, like, it's that luscious hair. And you see a little pick in there, too.
Woo! Yo, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Picks and Afros, beautiful combination.
African black hair just ain't like no other, I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly.
Because they're both gems. I'm just saying, like, if I had to choose, then I'd get rid of Afro. Yeah. But
I love my 4C hair. Shout out to my 4C brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? All right, we got one more.
Yes, sir. Luxon, Spider-Man or Batman? Who's getting the boot?
Batman's getting the boot.
Shit, why?
I know that seems a little bit quick, but I grew up on Spider-Man. Like, he was a large part of my childhood. You know what I'm saying? He's your friendly neighborhood. Peter Parker. I watched a lot of the movies. Seen a lot of the story. Really grew with the Spider-Man franchise. And just, I feel like I fuck with Spider-Man more. Batman, of course there's love for him.
Yeah, what Batman ever do to you?
Batman didn't do nothing. Let's not do that.
Remember watching the Batman movie?
Listen, I like the Batman movies. But I wouldn't say that Batman stays in the situation. Spider-Man is still my guy right there. So listen, man. Batman gotta go. Like, I don't know what other way to say this, but he gotta go, man. Damn. What about you, bro? You seem like you.
I'm not like gonna lie. I'm looking Spider-Man, Spidey kind of. Nah, I think
you're a little bit conflicted.
I'm thinking probably Spider-Man.
Okay. I'm thinking. And you was talking about something. You don't like the Batman movies, and you picked Spider-Man.
Nah, I said Spider-Man gotta go.
What?
Yo,
hold up. Stop the track.
Yo, I said Spider-Man.
You don't need to explain yourself. Plead your case right now.
I got you. So I'm not going to lie. I just think Batman is like, I mean, they're both iconic as all hell, but like Batman is like vigilante, like badass. Like, he's like fucking Batman. Like, his story is just like.
But listen, bro. But
his story is way cooler, too. Like, he avenges his dead parents.
Listen, though. Spider-Man does whatever a spider. Like, come on, bro.
Bro, let's be real.
It's just like, be for real. Be for real right now.
No, I'm just thinking, like, Spider-Man is, like, cool and all, but it's like, he's kind of just, like, fucking. He's overrated as all hell.
Yeah. You think he's too friendly, too childish? He's not dark and brooding like
Batman. Yeah, he's just not the bad boy type shit. He's not Spider-Man.
He ain't have no struggle like Batman.
Yeah.
He ain't got no trauma like Batman.
I'm not going to lie. Spider-Man kind of, like I said, he overrated. It's like,
what? Now you speaking blasphemous, bro.
This is
the one guy to go. Why you say he's overrated, bro?
Because it's like, it's just like in movies where like, it's like,
They were just all right.
Like,
bro, don't listen. Before you hold on.
Look, Batman movie was like top tier.
Before you even fix your lips to say more blasphemous, think about the next words that come out your mouth very carefully.
All right, what you want to say?
Because I know that the fandom and major fans of Spider-Man will be on your ass right now, bro.
So what?
And listen, because you my brother, I'm not going to get too on your ass, but you tripping, like, for real. Because my man Spider-Man has really been with us. He's grown with us. Batman has too, but not as much as Spider-Man. I'm jacking him. He's my guy. Friendly neighborhood. New York. I don't know. He from Queens. Queens. He from the borough.
You getting all like a
he from the Bronx. He from sappy. The X, but listen,
the sappy shit.
NYC Spidey forever, bro. And literally, bro.
Yo,
UConn Spider-Man.
Yo, there, I'm not gonna lie.
Batman, but there's a UConn Batman. Who's more popular though?
The UConn Spider-Man. Okay, that don't change
even,
nothing.
Don't even chat to me, bro. Don't even chat to me.
Hey, even if it's not the popular opinion, it's just my opinion. Nah, you want me to tell you something though?
It's the wrong one.
You want me to tell you something though?
What's good,
bro? I'm about to. Talk shit. I'm lying.
Why?
I'm playing with you,
bro. What is this catharsis, bro? Like,
shit.
Look at this man instigating things. Like, he.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to fight things, bro. Like,
bro, nah.
This man right here, bro.
I'm playing with you, bro. You just take a shit. Listen. Nah, you know, I ain't getting rid of Spider-Man. Like, you can't get rid of
Listen,
that shit,
bro. If y'all don't know what catharsis is, search that up in the dictionary. That's what this man is right here.
All I'm saying,
search up catharsis.
You cannot fucking get rid of Spider-Man. It's like he's like no dick riding here, like no homo. But still, it's like Spider-Man is the GOAT. Spider-Man is Spider-Man. Like, I do agree with you. It's like, I'm not gonna, like, I was just seeing how long you were just gonna, like, I thought you were gonna catch me on my bluff, but, like, shit. Like, Batman is cool and all. Like, I'm not denying that. Like, there's some truth to what I said, but the truth is really that Spider-Man.
Yeah,
like,
those
movies, I'm not even gonna lie, I probably should wash my mouth out because that was blasphemy. You were right.
Yeah,
those movies are fire as all hell, especially the most recent one. Shit.
I didn't know where your head's at. I didn't know where your head was at with that one.
It's like Spider-Man is also relatable. He's like he's like our age type shit. Honestly, and what I said about Batman, he don't got no powers. He's just a rich dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Spider-Man got powers anyway, so he's clearly better. Yeah. Like
his superpower is being like a millionaire.
Yeah, that's kind of like Iron Man, to be honest, but. You get what I mean, and I think Iron Man is better than Batman. Batman ain't bad. Like, I like Batman. It's just that Batman is one of the best for DC. But then you got Marvel. So it's like,
hold up now. I feel like this could be a whole other episode.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm glad that blasphemous was cleared up.
Yeah,
I'm glad he stopped wilding out and being outlandish. Outlandish.
Yeah.
But
preposterous, but I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, let's be real here. It's like, I'm glad at least we agree at the very end. Shit.
Yeah, we're done a lot though. A lot of these topics we were in agreement with.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was surprised by that, but
yeah.
But shit, we had it.
You feel like there was gonna be more conflict between us?
Yeah.
That last one was really where the conflict kicked in.
Well, the joggers was the shorts one.
Oh yeah, that one too.
Yeah, but it's like, honestly, we'll see later on. Probably more. Well, anyways, that's it for today. This is the Black and Bold Podcast, Episode 2. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
Be sure to check out more of our content on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, and WHUS Radio. And
have a good-ass day.